Thank you, Mr. Brown. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, and distinguished guests who are still en route over here. Members of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission and the Music Clubs of Florida certainly welcome you to this concert this afternoon here at the Stephen Foster Memorial. As Mr. Brown has just told you, the week of May 6th through May 12th throughout the United States is known as National Music Week. Here in Florida, we observe National Music Week under the proclamation by the governor of the state of Florida, Governor Fuller Warren. It is certainly, in my opinion, fitting and proper that we commence National Music Week here in Florida by this celebration and concert here in the beautiful Memorial Park dedicated to that great American composer, Stephen Collins Foster. Just a little later on, just as soon as the buses arrived, apparently they've been delayed, we'll have with us many distinguished guests. They are the guests of the commission this afternoon, and I want to tell you that as members of the Florida legislature and their friends and families, the members of the Stephen Foster Commission want me to relate to them that they should be justly proud of this beautiful memorial that we have here in White Springs. They think that these men, your legislators, should be so proud of this memorial because it was they who created the funds that made possible this memorial. I believe, and they believe, that someday we're going to be able to fully complete everything that we've got planned for this beautiful park. And when that day comes, there's no doubt in anyone's mind that this will be the most beautiful memorial park in the United States of America. We are going to, for the presently, divert from our scheduled program. We had in mind introducing to you at this time certain distinguished guests that were due to be here, and as I have said, have been delayed, and present certain other dignitaries that certainly have done a great job in making this park a reality. You have just heard from Mr. Earl L. Brown, who is chairman of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission. I want him at this time to rise. Let's give him a big hand, Mr. Brown. Next, we have Mrs. Lillian Saunders of White Springs, who has acted as secretary to this commission, a faithful worker and a hard worker, and I would like to present her at this time, Mrs. Lillian Saunders. Mrs. Alfred I. DuPont is touring Europe at the present time. She's been a faithful member of this commission and could not be present. But I do at this time want to present Mrs. Lamar Bledsoe of Tallahassee, another faithful member of this commission. Mrs. Bledsoe. Mr. Joe Cawthon of Tallahassee, another member of this commission. Mr. Cawthon. Also, we have Mr. Ed Larson the state treasurer of the state of Florida, who is an ex officio member of this commission, Mr. Larson. Also with us, we have an officer of the State Federation of Music Clubs here in the state of Florida, Mrs. Leon Whitehurst of Brooksville, Florida. Mrs. Whitehurst, will you please stand? My friends, always with a project of this kind, there's someone that has to do a lot of work. And I have in mind the curator and his wife. Although he operates under the title of curator, Mr. Foster L. Barnes, in addition to being the curator, is the janitor, the groundskeeper, the bookkeeper, and everything else that goes with the maintenance of this beautiful park. I would like to present Mr. Barnes and his lovely wife, Mr. and Mrs. Foster L. Barnes. Please stand. Now, as to our guest artists who are to appear on this program this afternoon, it's my happy to pleasure, in behalf of the members of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission, to present Miss Betty Jane Grimm of Tallahassee, Florida, who is our contralto soloist this afternoon. Miss Betty Jane Grimm. She will be accompanied by Mr. John Boda of Tallahassee, Florida. Mr. John Boda, will you please stand? In addition to Miss Grimm and Mr. Boda, we will have with us the members of the Florida State University Faculty String Quartet. They are under the direction of Mr. Carl Kurtzsteiner. Mr. Kurtzsteiner is the head of the Florida State University School of Music. Mr. Kurtzsteiner, will you please stand? Mr. Kurtzsteiner is one of the violinists, and Mr. Robert Sador, also a director of the University Symphony Orchestra, is the second violinist. Mr. Sador, will you please stand? We also have Mr. Owen Sellers, Cello, who is a composer from the Florida State University faculty. Mr. Sellers, will you please stand? Mr. Eugene Crabb, viola, also he is an instructor at the Florida State School of Music. Mr. Crabb, will you please stand? My friends, now that we have had the introduction of our guest artist this afternoon, at this time, I want to call on Reverend Hugh Walters, the pastor at the White Springs Baptist Church, for the invocation. Reverend Walters.
Let us pray. O wise and merciful Father, we lift our hearts in gratitude and thanksgiving to Thee this afternoon for the marvelous privilege that we have. We thank Thee for the great heritage that is ours. Lord, we pray that as we come this afternoon, that our hearts might be lifted to Thee. We thank Thee for the music, for the beauty of it, and for the power of it to draw our souls nearer to Thee. And Father, we thank Thee for this project and for all who have made it possible. We thank Thee for the great work that is going on in our state and nation. And we pray, O Father, that we ask that Thy leadership might be employed, and Father, that Thy grace might be bestowed upon Thy workmen. Bless, we pray Thee, as we further go into this meeting and into this program, that everything that is done and said might be and done for thy name's honor and glory. In Christ's name we ask it, and for his sake. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Walters. My friends, at this time, I'm going to turn the program over to Dr. Carl Kirchsteimer, head of the Florida State University School of Music, who will announce the remainder of the program. Dr. Kirchsteimer.
As the introductory number, the quartet will play Way Down Upon the Suwannee River, Foster. Next, we will do a transcription of the famous English folk song, Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes. Thank you. concluding number of this group, the quartet will play the immortal Old Black Joe of Stephen Foster, arranged by Alfred Pochon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next part of our program will be that of a solo by Miss Grimm, Flow Gently, Sweet Afton. She is accompanied by Mr. John Boda. Miss Grimm.
Gently, I'll sing thee a song in my crystal stream often, how lovely it glides and winds by the cot where my Mary resides. How wanton thy waters are snowy.
Grimm's next number will be Masses in the Cold, Cold Ground. Ladies and gentlemen, our speaker this afternoon has devoted his life to the study of life and times of Stephen Foster. He has traveled the country over, verifying facts and finding new evidence bearing on the fascinating life of America's troubadour. One time when our speaker was visiting in Bardstown, Kentucky, the site of the Federal Hill, home of Stephen Foster's relatives, the people were named the Rowans, a woman came to him and said, "I have absolute proof that Stephen Foster visited here in Bardstown." On request, the lady produced a photograph, which she said was the picture of her own grandfather and Stephen Foster. Our speaker said, "What proof do you have that the man in this picture is Stephen Foster?" "Sir," the lady replied haughtily, "in the South, a gentleman does not dispute a lady's word." Our speaker is a Yankee, but when it comes to things referring to Stephen Foster, none of us can doubt his word. He's a native of Indianapolis and a graduate of Harvard College. He became curator of Foster Hall Collection in 1931 and has held that position since. He has written many articles, edited books, and assisted in the production of radio scripts, plays, and a motion picture all about Stephen Foster. Since 1943, in addition to being curator, he has also been business manager of the Stephen Foster Memorial, the building in which Foster Hall Collection is housed at the University of Pittsburgh. He is undoubtedly the greatest living authority on the life and times of Stephen Collins Foster. It is certainly with great pleasure that I present to you at this time Mr. Fletcher Hodges, Jr. Mr. Hodges.